It's Rams Radio tomorrow right here on WVIN as the Rams play in their first New York State semifinal game since 08, their fourth in program history. They're 0-3 in those three trips. And we've got a former Bath standout on the phone. He's Orion Nation. He's on. He's our guest DJ for Rams Roundtable, getting you set for the big game. Now, Matt, you talked about you guys staying in hotels when you guys made it to the Carrier Dome in 01 until 02. There's always the debate, stay or go. Do you stay in your own bed? Do you get a good night's sleep at your own house, but then you've got a long bus ride the next morning? Or do you stay in a hotel closer to the venue? You don't have to travel as long on game day, but, you know, who knows how well you sleep at the hotel the night before. You've played in some big games. You're a former player. Give me your thoughts. The team is going to go up tomorrow morning. They're going to leave at around 7:30. So I encourage people to get on out there, and they're going to go down Liberty Street and everything. Get on out, wave, cheer them on as they leave on the motor coach bus. They'll be on a charter bus, so it'll be a comfy bus. It won't be a school bus. But your thoughts, Matt, on the team going up tomorrow morning compared to staying up there in a hotel from a player's perspective?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, there's definitely an advantage for a team that's a lot closer than we are that we have to play against. But, you know, Coach Carroll's big thing on the bus is once that bus pulls away, you go to sleep
right
until the game, till you get to the game. So they'll get a couple hours of sleep on the way there if they were not able to sleep the night before.
Sure. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the monster on the other side of the door from Section 4, the Chenango Forks Blue Devils, the team that stands in the Rams' way of making it to their first ever New York State title game. It's Rams Roundtable with our guest DJ, former Haverling football standout Matt Herrick. It's Orion to the Afternoon, WVIN.